First of all, I just want to say thank you for all the people that's listening and chiming in on me. You didn't have to do it, but you did it anyway. So I appreciate you doing that. Hopefully that way we can learn how to agree to disagree, and we can live like people. Well, I make the hard topics, I say the hard things, I make the thing itch scratch. So if your itch is not scratching, and you scratching on the itch, maybe you need to look yourself in the mirror. So I'm not here for no drama. I'm not here for no nothing. Just to learn, and edify. This is from learning situations only. So I'm not here to get anybody's hairs up. So again, thank you. And hopefully we can agree to disagree.
Get that horse and his wagon, get that man and his rifle, get that priest and his Bible, get them that's dead on arrival, them that pray see heaven, them that don't see devil, separate but equal, say them that slave my people, so break them chains and shackles. Come again. Get that horse and his wagon. Get that man and his rifle. Get that priest and his Bible. For them that's dead on arrival. Them that pray see heaven. Them that don't see devil. Separate but equal. Say them that slave my people. So break them chains and shackles. Not again.
Yeah? This is the warning. If any more of our little brothers are even a hair on their head is touched, yeah? I'm telling you, you're gonna see more than 100 bikes. You're gonna see more than 1,000 people. Yeah? Because we're not having our little brothers brutalized like this. It's bad enough that we're fighting each other and killing each other in the streets. That's bad enough. Us burying each other because we're killing each other because of the racist system, and they put us in poverty places and they pitch us against each other. That's bad enough. Yeah? So to have racist people be murdering our brothers on these roads, but we're not gonna have it. Facts. Yeah, and I'll die on that. And there's 1,000 men in Brum that will die on that. And 1,000 men in London. And 1,000 men in Manchester. And 1,000 men in Nottingham. More lions. You better know what time it is. So this is the message we're putting out there. Yeah, this is the message we're putting out there. Touch one.
Touch two.
Touch one.
Touch two.
Touch one.
Touch two.
To my little brothers, it's bad enough that we're killing each other in the streets. How that even needs to stop. We can't be men. We're not looking after our communities. We're dying before our time. And the worst thing is, it's our mothers who bore us. They're the ones that we leave in pain. And we got to think about them first. We got to think about the community first. We got to think about our family first. Why? Because we're forever.
Family.
Forever.
Family.
Forever.
Family.
Forever.
Family.
See, fam, Britain people feeling the same way. Our brothers over there in Britain feeling the same way. They going through the same stuff that we going through. But we don't want to ante up. We don't want to wise up. And then they got a nerd with some crafty counsel, yo. They trying to go into Congo. And when they go into Congo, you know what they trying to do, right? Oh, you don't know what they trying to do?
So the United States of America has stated, has teamed up with this one like tech company, and they going into the Congo to build like a lithium factory where they finna mine the lithium in the coltan. It's gonna be one of them factories where they mine and stuff, right? They didn't get no permission from the Congolese government, but they have said, and I quote, "By any and all means necessary, we need to secure this area." That's AK. That's why they're killing everybody down there. They just coming in. They plans is to say fuck the government. Let's do genocide. Let's be real now. Take over the land and then strip them of all of their resources and then turn them into slaves and make them mine us our own the stuff in their own land like they're doing now. Boy, the United States is some cold-blooded people. This government is evil. When I tell you that these are the governors, senators, right? The senators can't even agree on helping veterans, but they can agree to block TikTok. That lets you know someone is controlling them behind the scenes. I want you to think about this. You actually believe that there is, what is like 300 something in Congress or like 200 something in the House, whatever the number is, 600 something together. I don't know. I think I can go look it up again. You mean to tell me not one different thinker had a different thinking? Think about this. That's the story you want me to believe. Not one person had a difference of opinion. That's because they all being controlled behind these scenes. See? And now you down there telling the Congolese and people, y'all best get ready. We building the thing, and we building this factory, this plant. And yes, we finna wipe y'all out. Yes, we gonna divert everybody's attention from the Congo, and look over here, destroy the Congo, and then say we're going down there to spread democracy. You got terrorists down there, and we think it's our job to go in and rid the Congo of terror. Where the fuck can terrorists been in the Congo? Goes to show, the United States, this is the corporation, not the country. The corporation of the United States is part of the beast system.
So, that's why I was telling y'all, in Africa, you know, they gonna try to steal all these minerals while you got the dude in Kenya trying to bring police force in Haiti working for the United States. I keep on trying to tell y'all, man, they ain't doing it but setting y'all up. Y'all trying to rise up high. They got the pin trying to bust your balloon down. And y'all sitting up here playing. Y'all thinking it's a game. That's why I don't think Africa know what Africa getting into or what Africa about. What gonna happen if Africa don't wise up and see? But Africa wanna fight amongst each other and continue trying to push the analogy of what France been pushing all these centuries and years. That's why I say about their mindset, y'all. Their mindset is an IQ of a 77. Because they don't even know the game, and they've been put in a trick hat, and they got leaders that make $100,000, and the politicians in America make more than them leaders in Africa. And then they got people in Africa got billions of dollars, and what can you do with $145 billion? See, these the people that y'all need to be getting rid of. These the people that y'all need to be knocking on their door. Because they sold y'all out as well. How you gonna get $1 billion and looking at your country and your country looking like this? Where's your empathy? They don't have one, so I don't have one for them. Where's their compassion? They didn't have one. I don't have one for them. Where's your understanding? They didn't have one, so I don't have one for them. But look at them. They think this money right here that they getting or trying to get gonna get them to another state, but it ain't. They fail to realize they going back to the back of the bus. The back of the bus. Much is given, much is required. You think if you had $1 billion and the Most High gave you the opportunity to make them $1 billion, and all of a sudden, you got all that money and you just spend it on
what you want. Not for the next man to grow and build up some sort of nation. So get one, bring one up. If you got $1 billion, you can bring 10 to 20 up. At least 20. And the billion between them 20 should be able to jump off something real good. And you got 50 of them. And you ain't even trying to give up one of them. And your people, you got people all down there crying and hungry, ain't got no food or anything, and these clowns try to torture.
Told you them dudes in Africa, they mind is molested just as like us in America. They want to be white so bad. They want to be a non-pigmentation man so bad. They want to eat like the non-pigmentation so bad. They want to walk like the non-pigmentation so bad. They want to dress like the non-pigmentation so bad.
And this is what they do. And feel like they got the standards, but they realize these people can wipe you out anytime they want to if you become a threat. But y'all ain't got no balls. Talking about mama didn't raise no punk. Mama raised a whole lot of punks in Africa. Mama raised a whole lot of punks in America. Sold out their people. Sold out the ideology of us as a nation trying to stick together and help each other grow. Sold out believing that the non-pigmentation man and the non-pigmentation woman got empathy for our nation. Sold out because you got the Caucasian non-pigmentation man mindset. And sold out, instead of wanting to be you, you rather be somebody else. Sold out.
I need you fellas to pay attention because it's a lot of dangerous stuff that's happening out here right now. And it's a lot of things going on with these ladies that they not telling us before we meet them. And I just had an experience. And I was on the phone, and this lady, young lady, we had been talking, and I said, man, well, look, oh, instead of being over the phone, let me call you on Messenger just to make sure I ain't being catfished. So she called me, and I said, man, well, you know, you is beautiful. She cutie pie. Right, we start talking 15 minutes, you know what I mean, into the conversation, everything, fellas, I'm telling you, be careful. So what I did is, I seen a shadow. You know how your peripheral, if you know somebody.
What's up, everybody? It's America's Credit and Finance Drill Sergeant coming to you live and direct with some hot news about money, finance, cryptocurrency. Hey, first of all, I need you to understand something. Bitcoin, right? Bitcoin is digital gold. Ethereum, which is the number two coin, is digital silver. XRP is not necessarily the number three coin, but it might be the most important coin because it is the payment system that's going to be used all around the world that's going to replace the SWIFT system. You need to be up on these things because today, BRICS, Britain, Russia, India, China, South Africa, right, along with Saudi Arabia, Dubai, and several other countries announced that they are divesting themselves of the U.S. dollar. The dollar used to be the accepted world currency around the world. Well, that's not the case anymore. As we know, there's no gold behind it. There's nothing behind it that makes it strong anymore. It's just an agreement, right? And the rest of the country, because of these political climate, because of the wars, with the war with Russia, and, you know, Putin doing what he's doing, He got together with these guys and they formed an alliance. And it's a powerful alliance that have a lot of trade power, right? And they're coming off of the U.S. dollar altogether. Now, I've been saying to you that you need to get digital silver. You need to get digital gold, Bitcoin. That you need to get hard assets. Move your money to credit unions. I've been making these recommendations. People been saying, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. He's an elitist. Hey, look. This is not me. This is Britain, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, Dubai, and like 20 other countries that are saying, hey, that dollar really doesn't have the buying power that it should. There's no gold behind it. The only ones that don't know it's worthless is the Americans that still have it in their bank accounts. And I told you what's happening with the banks. We already know. Hey, look, I don't know if we're in the end times, but there's some biblical things going on right now, folks, and you really need to pay attention. You need to be aware of picking up that digital currency. Now, if BRICS announce that they're coming off the dollar and they're developing their own digital payment networks to do cross-border transfers of millions of dollars, guess what they're probably going to use? XRP. Remember, I said XRP is a cryptocurrency, but it's also a technology that they're using to move money. It's fast, it's economical, it's much cheaper than the SWIFT system, and it doesn't have manipulation and government intervention like the SWIFT system does, right? Remember I talked about it, that it was 51 cents, but it surged to 62 cents yesterday. Because Bitcoin also went from 50-some thousand to 68,000. Didn't quite get its all-time high, but it was right there. A lot of people made money yesterday, myself included. I hope you bought some. Hey, look, it goes up and down. Don't think you're going to make money every day. But if your money's sitting in the bank, you know inflation's going to kill it. You put $10,000 in, you come back, it's going to be $9,900 and, you know, $800-some dollars because you lost money. So here again, Bitcoin is digital gold, Ethereum is digital silver, and XRP. I'm just trying to give you a quick once-over. Oh, by the way, I told you guys that I would send you the free ebook on cryptocurrency. I didn't write it. I can't take credit for it. There's a guy who wrote it. But here again, if you're going to sign up, I'd appreciate it if you use my link to sign up through Coinbase or any.
See, y'all. Now, I'm listening to him, right? And I'm asking myself, what is digital gold? What is digital silver? And all this Bitcoin, and if you lose your... This is a fast-talking person trying to make some money and get y'all into something that y'all gonna get stuck in. So what is a digital? What is digital? Okay, so if you got digital gold, what is digital dough? What is digital gold? Because digital... See, y'all got to watch these word plays that they be playing, man. They can say some digital dirt. So they said digital money mean money that you really, it ain't, is it just money that they putting out their numbers? And then they could take their numbers back if you do something that they don't like. So that's what digital gold is. That's what digital silver is. See, y'all got to be doing watching them slick talk. Hey, man, somebody come and talk about digital gold. Nigga, I don't want no digital gold. I want me some real gold so I can see it. Why I want some make-believe digital? And these are, you see, but I let you hear to let you know that how the money's getting ready to change and how everybody trying to switch off and talking about this and that and trying to get you to Bitcoin. And Bitcoin ain't nothing but a ripoff. Bitcoin ain't nothing but a pyramid thing. You put your money in Bitcoin, right? And you might make some money or you might lose some money. So your Bitcoin is just an investment thing. How he telling it? If I put something in something, money that I made and I want to save, and I put my money into something just to save my money, and digital, I don't want to be able to lose my money. If I'm investing something, I don't want my money to be loose. Whatever I put in the bank, that's what I want, plus interest. Or just leave my money right there, wear that, and don't touch it. But, you know, all this is fluke, y'all. But it kind of struck me when he started talking about digital gold, digital silver, Bitcoin. Then he flipped it around to Bitcoin. And then he talking about how you lose your money. You might put it in the bank. You might lose this. But you might lose your money in Bitcoin. How he telling you it's a possibility for some of your money to be lost. But the thing is, you see these nations are dropping American money. I want y'all to realize that. The dollar bill. But I'm telling y'all this, y'all. Now, I done told y'all this, that America gonna fall and we got neck, according to what the Bible said. Now, when I told you this when I first started my podcast, you don't know what you're talking about, Fade Out. But now, you seeing all through the slow picture. Tumbling, coming down. Tumbling, coming down. And that's what they're doing. This is what they're going to happen. And this is not a thing of me being happy. This is what the Most High said going to happen. The Most High said that you know, the people that used to hang out with old Babylon going to start withdrawing from old Babylon, a new spiritual Babylon. And y'all gotta watch this. If I'm gonna get out there, I'm gonna get me some gold that I can see it. I want me some silver that I got in my pocket, gold in my pocket, anything mineral that's gonna give me what I need it in my pocket. I don't need to be investing my money into some old flute, some old crafty counseling, and end up broke. Y'all better think about this, man. Y'all don't want to listen to me, but y'all don't want to listen to reason and understanding. You know, sometimes it's good to eat crow. Sometimes it's good to be humble. And most of the time, it's good to do your own investigation.
Well, we have every reason to be mad because the Clintons have destroyed Haiti for the decades. And, you know, they pretend to be our friends when in reality they are our number one enemies. You know, there are some other people who clearly behave like they don't like us. So it's easy for us to protect ourselves against them because we know they are our enemies. But the Clintons are even more dangerous because they pretend to be our friends when in reality they're destroying Haiti.
I heard that the Clinton Foundation and all these other organizations gave over $6 billion to Haiti for the relief effort, especially during the kind of natural disasters that you guys have gone through. Is that true?
No, it's more than true. The money is much more than $6 billion. You see, after the earthquake, countries around the world donate billions of dollars. The amount was much larger than $6 billion. And Bill Clinton was in charge of the money. And not only people around the world, but also American celebrities donate a lot of larger money to rebuild Haiti. And hundreds of homes were destroyed after the earthquake. And if you can believe, the people are still living under tents. That's unacceptable. And not only they held the money, they kept the money, but Haiti had enough resources for them to be very comfortable. Haiti have oil, more oil than Venezuela. Nobody's talking about. Haiti have gold. We have one of the largest gold mines in the Caribbean. So, and they let the world, nobody's saying anything about our goals. Yeah. And who do you think is in charge of our goal right now? The contract. Yeah. Tony Radom, Hillary Clinton's brother. Wow. He's got a 26 years contract. And then also Haiti used to produce, we used to produce our own rice. We didn't have to buy rice.
See, y'all, now the Clintons up here, y'all sitting up here talking about Bill Clinton is the first black president. You see the crafty counsel. The Bible says they'll smile in your heart They smile in your face, but in the back of their mind is war. But you see the crafty counsel that my man said about all the money they supposed to have, but they ain't getting none. We know about that. And all the little the Clinton brothers is getting all the gold and stuff from Haiti. We ain't hearing nothing all about that. They ain't trying to hear that.
Overseas. Bill Clinton destroyed our rice so his brother can sell the rice from Arkansas.
Yeah, wow.
So they're doing a lot of things. Right now, if there's a millionaire or a billionaire who wants to do business in Haiti, they cannot do anything unless they check with the Clintons. The Clintons are the one who's running Haiti.
Yeah, wow.
And we are living in the 21st century. We are the first black people who liberated ourselves from the French rule. We fought three empires, the British, the Spanish, the French. So it's unacceptable for us to be occupied right now. They dropping disease in Haiti. They stealing our money. They stealing our resources. So we are out here. We are outraged for the crimes of the Clintons. Hillary Clinton have too much criminal records. She have no business running for president, especially for the news that came out in the email. Find out that the DNC made all these tricks in order to favor Hillary Clinton.
The question is, when it comes to Hillary Clinton's brother, how was he able to get that contract? How were the Clintons allowed to have such control of Haiti?
It's a family affair. Bill Clinton, the United Nations named him the chief guy who was in charge of rebuilding Haiti, and then while Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. So it's a family thing. Chelsea Clinton, all the Clinton Foundation, they're just stealing money. And most of the money, I can tell you right now, I know they have a lot of speech for money around the world and for Wall Street, but most of the money they have right now is from Haiti, from the Haitians. And when they're letting the world know we are poor, let me give you one simple example. If you are super rich, and then I would go and tell the whole world that you are poor for years, for decades, and then everybody believes you're poor, and then I would come out and steal your money. And then you go and let everybody know I stole your money. They're going to think you crazy. Because everybody knows, the world knows Haiti is the poorest country. When we are not, we are rich. Haiti used to call the island of pearl. Haiti is still rich. So there are Haitian lawyers, Haitian doctors everywhere. There are millionaires who wants to go and spend their money in Haiti. But the United States government, not only they stealing our resources, our money, they create kidnapping. Now we are even afraid to go to Haiti. You cannot walk in the streets in Haiti. And then what the Clintons, they own the hotel. They go everywhere. They do whatever they want. This is unacceptable. I myself, I'm ready to die. I want the whole world to know who the Clintons are. This have to stop.
See, fam? You see what's going on in Haiti and how this makes sense to me now? This makes sense to me now. Let's analyze this, y'all. Ooh, hoo, hoo. Woo-hoo. Let's analyze this. Now, I've been telling y'all about the Kenya president, right? The United States got him by the ball. The Kenya president is getting some of their people, police over there, to go against Haiti. So he telling you what's going on in Haiti. The Clinton and all them robbing Haiti and the United States and the UN and this and that got something to do with it for them not to be successful in Haiti. So he's supposed to be the peacekeeper, but the wicked one is the one that's keeping up all the hell that he's working for. Check that out, man. Huh. The puzzle is getting a little thicker now. The puzzle is getting a little thicker.
This has have to stop. It's time for us to stand up. We cannot take this any longer.
Amazing information. Where can people find out more about the resources of how the Clintons ultimately now control Haiti? Is there a website? Is there any other information that you want to share?
You can go to YouTube. You're going to see our videos. You can put, you can put Haitian American Joseph Matthew,
yeah,
and then you're gonna see the first video would be me exposing the Clintons in front of the Trump Tower. So we have a lot of videos.
Because we saw the investigations into where a lot of the relief funds for Haiti came into, and it ultimately went nowhere to the people but big multinational corporations, and a lot of the people who are still dealing with that natural disaster never got any relief because all the money that was funneled into them, even through the Red Cross, even through the Clinton Global Initiative, which the Clinton Global Initiative sometimes uses and brags like, look, we helped out Haiti, we did this for Haiti. What did they do for Haiti, and what's the current situation there?
What have the Clinton, not only Haiti, what have the Clinton done with their foundation? They don't have anyone, they're just enriching themselves, going, stealing people's money, resources. That's what they do. We're asking friends, the American friends, to stand up with us. This is unacceptable. We cannot allow this to happen. We are living in the 21st century. We cannot allow a liar, a crooked, a thief to be president. We cannot allow that to happen. If that happened, I will have no respect for America or United States anymore. Because I used to believe America was the greatest country in the world, but there is no more justice anymore. Because the American justice is crooked. Look how they're supporting Hillary Clinton. This is unacceptable.
Thank you so much for the information. Thank you so much for the passion. A lot of people in America do not know this. Is there any other information you want to leave us with when it comes to the Clintons, when it comes to the situation in Haiti right now?
Well, other information I can tell you, you need to go and Google yourself to find out about our resources, you know, what's really happening in Haiti. And right now, even though there's a lot of poverty in Haiti, but there's two sides in Haiti. There is a bourgeois who's living in Haiti. Haiti is not all poor. Haiti, there's a lot of Haitian, they don't even come here. They go to Europe, they go to Italy on vacation, they go to France. They're the one who's holding the wealth of Haiti, and then they're the one that the Clintons are supporting, because as long they let the peasant Haitian suffering, they are under the tents, and they're okay. As long as the bourgeois are okay, that's why they separate the money, the relief money. So all this corruption needs to be stopped. There's too much corruption in the government. Too much corruption. So all my life, I believe America is a country where you have justice, you have freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion, but I don't see it anymore. So we have too much resources for us to be suffering right now. Yep. One last thing. You see, the Clintons, they don't like black people. They pretend to like us. Bill Clinton signed more laws to incarcerate, to put black people in jail. That's a fact. It's been in the news. All the Democrats are doing for the blacks. The blacks, some of them are waking up right now. All they do is vote for Democrats. The Democrats, all they're doing is more welfare, more jails, more food stamps. We need more than that. We need opportunities. There's all of us, many of us are educated. We need more schools. And then a lot of black people are in jail right now because of Bill Clinton. Mm-hmm. You know, all the crime bills, NAFTA, everything. So we are not allowed to, right now we don't even have a president. If we choose a president, they don't want, the Clintons want a president for us. That's unacceptable. We don't even have a president. We cannot have we don't have an election right now because of the Clintons. This needs to be stopped, because they chose, the one we had before was Michel Martelly. He was a crackhead, a guy who's putting down his pen, doing all corruption. He's the one that the Clintons support. And then on his administration, the Clinton was allowed to steal billions of dollars in Haiti. So this is why they do not want us to choose a president of our own. We need to govern our own country. We need to be able to trade with other countries, because we have gold, we have uranium, we have oil, we have marble, we have everything. So it's time for us, just leave us alone. Stop saying we are poor. We don't even need help from the United States. Yeah. We have enough resources to trade with China, with other countries, because we...
See, that's what people don't understand. How these people are so corrupted, hurting people, destroying people, continue. See, the Haitians, they are our people too. The Haitians are our people too. They're in our nation. They going through the curse. But how they allow, well, I guess I know how they allow, they let the Clinton and them people manipulate the moves, and that's why Hillary Clinton don't look the way she look, and Bill Clinton don't look the way he look. They look like little demons now. And we got to do something, man. We got to stand up and stop getting punched around and stop being disrespected as a nation and in the poor. That's why we got to moderate our leaders. For we should have the mindset forth going on. These leaders got to go to the people and get the people vote before they even consider it being elected. They had to do certain things to be elected. But I don't know, man. We gotta do something. We gotta do something. We gotta do something.
I'm about to get on their ass this time. I'm about to get on their rump. The police could kill a man on camera and get qualified immunity. And I'm tired of beefing with my own kind. I'm trying to find some unity. Tired of the foolery. The system abusing me. I gotta ride with the tool of me. This shit ain't cool to me. But I'd be damned if I let you niggas make a fool of me. So I keep tooling me. I done came a long way from the block with breakdowns. Finally opened my eyes when I had my daughter. Got tired of them shakedowns. The way I survived the game is still painting my heart. I got a lot to say now. And I'ma show my whole ass on these motherfuckers. I ain't about to play around. Whatever happened to freedom of speech? Cause they telling niggas what to say now. When guilty ass don't wanna hear the truth, try to act offended, shit pitiful. If I was you, I'd be miserable. This war we fighting is spiritual. In other words, I'm doing God's work. When I turn thoughts into artwork, my words fly like darts work. Specifically designed to hit the target. They don't even wanna teach history the way it's meant to be, because the shit is heartless. I might not change the world, but it's a chance I can spark the brain that's gonna get it started. Many died for me to walk like this, for me to talk like this. Rest in peace to Marcus. Got my eyes behind the scope, and I ain't taking none but headshots. I got great aim, but my 4-5 still came with a red dot. I got in this game, and I put this bitch in a headlock.
The nation's leaders and the people with power that are actually calling out Israel for the genocide that's happening in Palestine, and I thought that we should talk about it. So we previously talked about Erdogan and his wanting to step down and out of politics after his presidential term. He expresses his disappointment with the Middle East and the Islamic nation in the Middle East, how they have pretty much gone silent and turned their backs on Gaza and haven't held the United States and Israel accountable for their actions, okay? So basically what he stated was Hamas is not a terrorist organization. We know that. We thank you for telling us that. We've been screaming that since October 7th. Like, we've literally been saying that since October 7th. Don't you just love it when they have these profound proclamations and they just like, oh, I got it. Hamas is not actually a terrorist group. Duh. We've been saying that. Where the fuck have you been? But rather a resistance. We've literally been fucking saying that. And stand firmly behind them. I'm sorry, Turkey. He said that Turkey stands firmly behind Hamas and in the constant contact with its leaders. Now, saying one thing, saying something is one thing, but doing something is completely different, because y'all saying it, but y'all haven't done anything. You've been saying this entire time that you're going to send soldiers to Gaza and Palestine, but you haven't done anything, but okay. Netanyahu's government continues to commit more massacre against the Palestinian people. We will continue to do what is necessary to hold the Israeli officials accountable for the massacres committed in Gaza and in accordance with international law. We invested our relations that developed recently with Egyptian authorities to deliver aid to Gaza. And Netanyahu and his government added their names to Hitler, Mussolini, and Stalin, considering them the Nazis of our time. through the crimes they committed in Gaza. Now, remember when these same exact people said that we were the problem for comparing Netanyahu to Hitler and Mussolini? I don't think we compared him to Mussolini, but we definitely compared him to Hitler. They said that we were the problem. And now they're saying the same thing that we said. As you can tell, the people have a lot more power than you think. So for those of you who were sitting back saying, well, what am I supposed to do? I feel helpless. Speak out. Because as you can see, the same shit that we've been saying this whole time, they're now saying. They are now saying it. Erdogan also stated a Turkish Red Crescent aid ship with a capacity of 3,000 tons will arrive in Al-Arish in Egypt tomorrow. I hope I said that correctly. The total humanitarian aid we have sent to Gaza has reached 40,000 tons so far via 19 aircraft and 7 civilian ships. Now, this is something that I can get behind because it's a safer way of getting the aid to them, and it ensures that there are no casualties that happen in the meantime, between time. In addition to that, it's not like they're spending extra money in order to get it done. This is aid that people have given out of the kindness of their hearts. And these are shipments that were already going to be heading in that direction. So they're not going to be spending too much extra dollar to get that aid to them. Whereas we see America going out of their way to spend extra tax dollars to give our money back so that they can sneak into Gaza and steal those natural resources. We're not stupid. I'm not sure why y'all think that we're dumb. We see what you're doing. Colombia's president Gustavo Petro states, United States does not manage our foreign policy. Somebody else who also sees and smells the bullshit, the bull shark. He smells it and he said, bitch, you ain't my boss. I can do what the fuck I want to do. I'm going to say what the hell I want to do and I'm going to do what I want to do, bitch. In Palestine, there is a genocide and Netanyahu is committing it. Denouncing it is not anti-Semitism. It is simply humanity. Now, mind you, this is the same shit we've been saying the whole time. They're just now saying it. The same things that we've been saying. Speaking out against a genocide does not make us anti-Semitic. You're not even a real Semite. You're not a Semite. You're not a Semite. You are not a part of that area. You are not a descendant of the people that own that area and that have lived there for centuries. You are not a Semite. Just because you have parked yourself in a place that does not belong to you, that does not make you a Semite. That's like literally pulling up to a black church and telling them that you rightfully own that church and that land and those hymns that they singing out of that book because you painted your skin black and you tanned well enough to be there. No, baby. You're not a Semite. Anti-Semitism does not apply to you. You're not a Semite. That's not your land. And I agree with him 110%. It is not anti-Semitism to speak out against Zionism. Zionism is fascism and white supremacy dressed up as a new thing. It is not a religion. It is indeed, in fact, extremism. We have seen no good part of Zionism. Please point it out because we're waiting. We're waiting.
I know how we can do it.
Period.
All the countries which are powerful countries with big armies that are giving arms to Israel, they must send their soldiers to the Rafah border to escort the 700 trucks of aid into Gaza. That matter is on the BBC now and they probably think I'm a mad woman, but I'll keep saying it. The lady said to me, Minister, surely you can't expect that to happen.
Why not?
So I said, if the world has a conscience, that's what must happen. It must be them who ensure we don't have dead skeletons on the street of Gaza because people are starving. And then she said, will Israel allow it? And I said, will Israel shoot their biggest supporters? It's only them. The supporters of Israel have a big responsibility to address the needs of the people of Gaza.
Period.
And that's what we should be saying.
Period.
And more and more. I said,
see, y'all. See, fam. This is what I was talking about last time. But you hear a woman saying it. You're hearing a woman saying, what we should do, what I had just said the other day, right? All these other nations that got other people to come up here, allow one country to sit up here and do this to everybody else. And we sitting back up here like, you know, they talking about the Holocaust. Now we got to put the history on how the Israel, the Jewish people, how the Holocaust on what they did to the Pakistan people. So that's the Pakistan Holocaust from the Jewish people. So how are you going to have a Holocaust and talk about a Holocaust about what somebody else, white folks doing to white folk, but this white folks doing it to another non-pigmentation person, another person that's not in their nation? Because those Jewish people are Europeans. They're white people. They're Caucasian. They're non-pigmentation. Because they went out there and got in that sun so long in their skin, kind of tannish, don't make them the people of the book and the people who own that land. And I don't understand it. That's why I say, when the lady said it, you know, I looked at them, the whole world, they cowards, man. That's some cowardly stuff at how she explained it. How can you be a coward? How can y'all allow all this to happen to another nation of people that is not even trying to get out of this mess? You know, we as black men and black women in America know and been through and felt it and got the spirit of the blood on this land of our ancestors. And the Jewish man has something to do with our Holocaust as well. That's what they don't want to talk about. They did the Holocaust of my forefathers. They did the Holocaust of our family, but they can't kill us off because the Most High said, we don't die, we multiply. Because we're the true children of God. That's the only reason why they can't kill us off like that. But they tried to. They tried to extinct us off this world. They did everything. They set up everything and all this. And all we had to do is sit up here and fight for rights until we get to where we at now, and we still nowhere. From us being in captivity, from right here now, we still ain't moved the pen. We still not free. So let a non-free man that who ancestors have been through this slaughter school y'all on something about these people. You know, you can't get mad at the truth. You can't get mad at the right. Only reason why you want to get mad is because you're trying to silence the right. Because the right is picking up some nerves that you don't want to hear or see. We gotta realize this, fam. We got all this stuff mixing in it up, but it's the big picture, though. We got to realize all this is done by the Most High. When the Bible says that we got next, in order for us to get next, America got to fall, and things got to happen. So I'm looking at the rim of we got next, and if we got next, as the Bible says, and Genesis 25 said Jacob had Esau's ankle. And then you go to the Apocrypha and it tells you that Esau is the last ruling of the earth and Jacob is coming next and ruling forever. So that what the prophecy said and mean. Just like the Bible said, two nations are in your womb. So why Would you think he said two nations are in your womb? Two nations are in your womb. So a woman gonna come to you, God gonna come to a woman and say, two nations in your womb, and what a nation is, y'all. So literally, you already know that ain't a whole lot of people inside this woman. Or a whole lot of nations is not coming out of this woman. Two nations, Esau and Jacob. Two manner people will be separated from your bowels. They're going to be twins, and they're going to be separated. Two nations. One going to be stronger than the other. The first one came out red all over like a hairy garment, and he called himself Esau. Esau gonna have a nation. Then the second one came out grabbing Esau's ankle, and they called him Jacob. Jacob gonna have a nation, and that's our forefathers. And then the Bible said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. So, as the Most High told, see, that's why I be trying to tell y'all, y'all got to get your IQ up, man. I'm trying to get mine up, and I want y'all to get y'all's up just like I'm getting mine up so we can all be on the same page. So, if the Most High told her, two nations are coming out of your womb, two manner of people will be separated from your bowels, and the first one came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they call itself Esau. And then you go to Romans 9 and 12 and say, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. And that's also in the book of Malachi. So why do the Most High say he hate Esau? And think about, oh, that's it. So we already know he already had two nations. And we already know what a nation is. Jacob had 12 sons, and his 12 sons built a nation. Esau had his sons, and they built his nation. That's what you got to think about. And when we get that mindset and get that understanding and building that IQ muscle up, then we can see a lot of things going great. We can see a lot of things on a slick route. We can see the crafty counsel, and we can see the hidden agenda. And I know the people in my generation seeing this right now, knowing this world ain't right. This world is wicked. Y'all just growing into this wickedness. The Bible said you was born into sin. Of course, look, when you came out of your mama womb, you was born into this sin. The sin of what the earth and the non-pigmentation man put out here, his ideology, his rules, his regulation, and all this. That's why James 4:4 said, come out of this world. This is his world. This is his disaster that he made. Most High gave him an opportunity to do right, be right as a nation, and look what they do. And what they did and what they continue doing. But when we put the glass, the mirror in front of the people that doing the wicked and evil, they don't like that look. They don't like that feel. They don't like that taste. Now what? We gotta realize this, fam. We got to think about how the Most High is setting this scene up for Israel. Because these people are not going to stop. The Bible said they set themselves up as God. As a God. That's why they whitewashed everything. Everything that used to be black, now is white. Everything that used to be righteous, now is wicked. Everything that used to be true, truth is a lie. Everything that used to be false, false is the truth. And we got to realize that. The secret hidden genders and all these people sitting up here and setting themselves up, trying to get themselves together and building bunkers and all this other stuff. And then I thought on April 8th, as they say, that they don't know what's going to happen. And I guess that they got in their bunkers too. So if anything happened on April 8th, that they think that they're going to be secure. Because if you listen to my podcast a while back, this guy said it's supposed to have been a meteor coming straight to hit the world. They already timed it with sin and everything. He said before it could hit the world, something pushed it out of the way and it went somewhere else. You know, so we got to be mindful of seeing how these things getting ready to manifest and letting these people know that the signs of times and Bible prophecies are about to reveal. And the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. And we got to realize that. We got to realize our mindset. We got to realize our ability to be compassionate to people. The Most High said, when we come back into rulership, you know what I'm saying? Back into ruling the world again, there'll be peace on earth forever. So what if it's going to be peace on earth forever, why are y'all not trying to change your mindset? The way you look, build up our IQ of how I see things, how I present myself, how I see myself, how I want to carry myself, what type of information I want to apply in my brain. Because if you was real with each other, and real with yourself, you know, our IQ is not as big or as strong or as potent as we think it is. Because, you know, we learned everything from the non-pigmentation man and the non-pigmentation woman and some of the outlets that they allow, the algorithm that allow us to come in us to learn more. But because we learn more is don't mean, because I know a lot of words don't mean I have a high IQ. You just have a high IQ of learning a whole lot of words. Yeah, learning a whole lot of words, high IQ, doesn't match up with the high IQ of life situation. You got to have a high IQ of life situations. You have to have a high IQ of eating habits. You have a high IQ of knowing the Most High, believing in the Most High. You got to have a high IQ of having faith that the Most High gonna be there for you. Because you got to realize this, fam, and the world, y'all don't know this, that they broke us down to a piece of cardboard with nothing on it. And then they just start writing everything they want on it, and they give us, well, let them act like they can get a little bit, but not too much, so it can settle the crowd and they peace. And then after a while, we'll just bring it back down to that level again. We act like we building it up. But after a while, we just start bringing policies and stuff. See, they already got that crafty council. And I ask the people of the world, when you gonna get tired and sick of tired of being afraid? When you gonna be tired, sick and tired of letting all these people that call themselves leaders of the world put their oppression on you? When is the people all over the world gonna choose their person that gonna do the right thing for the people? Not all that mouth, or somebody got them by the balls, or they trying to infiltrate or be Debo and put themselves in the position. What you got on my 40, Craig? So that's all we have to do. It's all good, you know, and we got people out here is giving us this information that we need. We got people out here trying to feed us with this stuff and be compassionate about it and let y'all know what's going on. They snuck a sucker punch on us with the COVID, y'all. Let me say it again. They snuck a sucker punch on us with that COVID, the first COVID. They snuck a sucker punch on us. And how many people want to get sucker punch again?
Y'all, so the Malaysians pulled up with the stick of their head, basically, in my comment section. They pulled up, showed up, and showed out. Do you understand what I'm saying? They said, Godiva, let me teach you something. Let me learn you something today. Do you understand what I'm saying? We don't fuck with Starbucks. Don't know that hoe, never will. But this is our homegirl. Her name is Zeus, okay? Zeus, Z-U-S. Don't get it confused with Z-E-U-S or Z-U-E-S. That ain't her, okay? This is Zeus Coffee. This is our homegirl. And we fuck with her the long way. Why? Because the coffee is much better, okay? It feels good at every sip, every bite of whatever pastry we eat from there. Trust and believe it's going to taste like home. I'm not from Malaysia, but from what they're saying in the comments, I believe you, Malaysia. I believe y'all. I need y'all to know that I didn't mean no harm. I never wanted to insinuate that y'all actually like Starbucks. We don't even like Starbucks, and we're American, okay? It tastes like garbage. Have you tried their cookie cumber frappe? It literally tastes like dirt. So I understand why y'all have another option. However, if you are in Malaysia and you don't know what the best coffee out there is, it is Zeus Coffee. Right at the top of their social media page, it says a necessity, not a luxury. Ooh, baby, when I tell you that was a shady dig at Starbucks. That was a shady dig, because Starbucks is known to be the most luxurious coffee in the entire world, or it did prior to October 7th. It was known as one of the most luxurious coffee brands on a global scale, okay? They're a billion-dollar company. That was a global thing, but Zeus Coffee said, move on over, bitch, make some space, because in Malaysia, this is my turf. Get your ass up out of here. We don't need you here. So after seeing the epic decline in coffee sales and financial revenue in from 2020 versus 2024 in Starbucks Malaysia, Zeus stepped on the scene and said, baby, this is my turf. I don't know what the fuck you thought this was, but around these parts, we drink Zeus Coffee. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hold on, I got more pictures. Now here are the beautiful, amazing baristas that's letting it be known that they stand 10 toes deep with Valestine. So with that being said, Zeus Coffee is your way to go. If you are in Malaysia, okay, or if you are traveling to Malaysia, the local said Zeus Coffee is half the price of Starbucks, and it's double in flavor at Starbucks. So they give you more quality and more bang for your buck. Do you understand what I'm saying? The coffee is enriched using specialized coffee beans, and their baristas, they use a specialized process. I went through the whole page. These folks is serious about their coffee. And they mean it when they said that this is their turf and they don't give a damn about no damn Starbucks. That they never once acknowledged those Starbucks here. If you are in Malaysia, hit up Zeus Coffee. They got what you're looking for. An investigation was carried out and some photo evidence was taken during one of the pro-Palestinian protests that was happening in New York, where New York Police Department carried out brutal random arrests against peaceful pro-Palestinian protesters. Now, this is nothing new. We've been seeing this behavior all throughout the Black Lives Matter protests and throughout the entire pro-Palestinian protest since October 7th. So, again, like I said, this is nothing new, but it's crazy to see this all happen on camera yet again, that they have learned absolutely nothing from the Black Lives Matter protests and protests that came prior to that, such as the civil rights protests and many more protests. Okay, so several protesters were knocked unconscious due to the brutality of the cops. Now, this is not the first time where the New York Police Department has been called out for its excessive force and levels of brutality against tax-paying American citizens. And in addition to that, they have been known to typically get away with their brutality and with the level of aggression that they take out on peaceful protesters that are simply just trying to exercise their freedom of speech and their freedom to protest. In addition to that, they've also been filmed on numerous occasions taking out their aggression and their anger on protesters that were simply, you know, impressed people that were simply trying to take footage of said protests, which, if those of you don't know, in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights or our laws, it states that you have the right to freedom of press as well, which means that if there's an event going on and you are the press and you're accredited with the correct credentials and you do provide said credentials and you're within the realm of the law, you have the right to be there and to take footage and the right to press. Now, several press members have come forward and stated that they have also been a victim of the New York Police Department and their brutality. But this time, it was caught, 19 seconds was caught of it on camera. And when I tell y'all that this is hard to watch, just imagine what it's like trying to peacefully protest in the streets of New York, and the police officers there, they get extremely aggressive if you even so much as mention anything about your ideals. Now, I did take the liberty prior to providing y'all the video real quick, because I do have that 19-second clip that we are going to take a look at. I did take the liberty into looking into a police officer's salary, an average salary of a New York Police Department officer, and why they feel so strongly or why they keep showing up to work to do this nasty work. So let's go ahead and take a look at it. And before I do, I just wanted to let you know that this news clip was provided by Coots News Network. Again, our news sources are Al Jazeera, Coots News Network, Global News Network, you know, the usual. Now, obviously, we don't see anything about this brutality happening. We don't see anything about it being reported through Western media news sources, because they like to keep us in the dark about stuff like that. But I, for one, feel like we should all pay close attention to how these officers are becoming more and more aggressive as each day passes, okay? So, and why there's always been talks of defunding the police on a national scale, because they're taking police officer and upholding the law to another level. The average salary of a police officer, New York police officer, is $82,463,000 annually. Now, that's a breakdown of a paycheck that's roughly around $3,000 at the most, okay? Because me being in tech, my salary was well over six figures, and I still was struggling to pay my bills living in Arizona. So just imagine the salary that they have to live off of. You mean to tell me that this salary is all y'all get paid living in New York? New York being one of the highest and most expensive places to live, this is the all y'all get to live off of and y'all risking your lives, y'all risking your entire identity, your family's lives, y'all risking everything for $82,000 a year, not even a full 100K. Honey, let's go ahead and get into it, because I want y'all to remember how much they annual, like the annual amount that they get paid of the average officer. By the way, the officers you see out there being aggressive are the average police officers, because ain't no detectives going to be out there, okay? Detectives, they're a little bit more closer to the 169, right around 140, 150K range, okay? So $82,000, you get paid half as much as the detectives who do the same amount of work as you, sometimes even less, and you out there acting up in these streets, attacking normal everyday citizens that pay your average salary, that can defund your entire program, and this is all you get fucking paid? Let's get into it.
So, you hear what she was saying, right? And I was talking about that the other day as well. Now, this is how I got on this IQ thing. Now, you can see, they said they don't like people with high IQ, right? They just want somebody with an average IQ of like a 22, and that's average out to like a 104. You average. When they say average, you know, retardation is like 55 to 77. You know, that's moderate, you know, like Down syndrome or something like that, or whatever. I don't know all that, but and it gets more in depth how mental retardation that we used to call it a long time ago is 22 is out there. So the average is 80 to 114 or 115. 80 is just average, you know. 115, the number is above average. So if they got above average and they want people just average, and retardation starts around, you can function real well. You just, with the 77, 55 to up to 77. So the ones that 77, 78, 79, 80. So if average is 80, and they getting people who's average, and their IQ is not easy to be manipulated, it's easy to be persuaded, it's easier to just go for the okie doke, because you don't have enough intelligence, right? If they got average and above average, and average is just like you're not functional, but you're not that functional. Correct me if I'm not wrong, y'all. That's how I'm looking at it. As a thinking man who loves to think. And we walking around with 80 and 15, 115, 114. We had to be moderate or super intelligent. And all of us should be super intelligent. But we've been dumbed down so much. So that's why I say intelligence comes in different types of forms and in different types of ways. That's how I look at it. And if you hire some people to be just damn near retarded minded, to come out here and police and look over the public, how is that? You're not capable or able or mentally good enough to do that. Average, above average, I see, but still. You see, they don't have no empathy. They don't have no compassion. They just like squads. Like the squad with, let's go hull and just get it. And we as people sit up here and allow this stuff to happen in the United States. We get mad because we got somebody who is in the police force. It's not the police force. It's not the people in the police. Yeah, some of it. It's how it's regulated. How it's structured. And how is not righteous. Because going to jail is a business. So in order to go to jail, I got to go get some people to make my business straight. Because I got people invested in this jail cell that I got to pay and make my profit off. So I got to hire these police or persuade these police officers to go out here and give me some people so they lock up to come to my penitentiary so I can go and make me some money from the common man and the common woman. They raping us all over. And we sit up here and suck our teeth and smack our lips. And this is not something, this is just something just to think about. Is it far-fetched for you? Leave it alone. If you got a nugget out of it, put it in the ground. And let it grow. The earth is given to the hands of the wicked. Until we realize this, until we understand this, until we swallow this, until we digest this, we never gonna get out of this nightmare.
I studied the Bible, so I know it well. Yeah, can't let nobody make my soul for sale. Can't even lie, yeah, I still struggle, but I know myself. I fear God, I told him I don't wanna go to hell. Pray for the sermon, I'll be asking what's the gift in me. Must be this music, cause the world think I'm so sick with it. I switch my style, some people love it, some tryna get with it. I think what matters most is I'm living out what's God written. I make mistakes, but I embrace them, I'm still human. I'm still human. I escape from that place that made me feel ruined. So every day I still chase what I think I'm losing. And pray to God in the end that I don't look stupid. Why do I feel I'm unable, double-minded, I'm unstable? Wanna put all me on the table so God can make me an angel. Was living life like Cain cause I was jealous of Abel. God told me, look up, child, I just wanna save you. I need to hear your voice in life so I could get through this. For you, I shoot for the stars every time and I don't miss. Every time I drop a hit, I still don't feel the bliss. And deep down I know it's only cause I'm still living in sin. You transformed my pen, they laughed at me, now I'm laughing with them. Transform my gifts so now I can't even rap with them. I need to use my talents cause the devil be distracting them.
Well, Paul, chilling the ride, I stay tuned to the Fade Podcast. It's the hottest message out there.
When I'm home, chilling, I'm always tuned in to Fade. Sheila, I'm always tuned in to Faves. He has the hottest podcast out here.
Well, I'm home chilling the ride. I stay tuned to the Faves podcast. It's the hottest message out there. Hey, y'all. When I'm at the spot just chilling, or my little car just driving around, I always listen to Faves. He keep it real.